30 years ago today, the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in America after a four-year national hiatus. Capital punishment remains one of the most hotly debated subjects in American law and society. To mark the anniversary, NPR's Ari Shapiro asked some leading pollsters to describe Americans' views on executions.
Gary Langer is director of polling for ABC News. When a producer asks him for the number on the death penalty, the percentage of Americans that supports it, he replies, "Which one do you want?
The 65 or the 49? And that's because public opinion on the death penalty differs depending on the question.
If you ask people whether they support or oppose the death penalty for murderers, about two-thirds of Americans say they support it. If you ask whether people prefer that murderers get the death penalty or life in prison without parole, then you get a 50-50 split.
No, that's not contradiction, but it's complexity. For example, I might ask you, Ari, if you'd like a cookie, and you might say, yes, thank you. I might say, well, what would you prefer, a cookie or a slice of cake? You might say, well, now that you mention it, I'll take the cake.
When pollsters measure Americans' opinions about the death penalty, small differences in the question can produce big differences in the answer. For example, ask whether Americans support the death penalty for juveniles, and the number drops to about a third. For terrorists, the number shoots up. The Gallup poll has been asking about this subject since 1937. The poll's editor-in-chief, Frank Newport, says a majority of Americans believes there are problems with the death penalty.
They do tell us that they do believe innocent people have been executed by mistake.
A majority of Americans also tells Gallup they believe the death penalty does not deter crime.
But despite that, these same people in the same poll will come back, at least a majority of them, and say they support it.
So Gallup asks an open-ended question.
Why do you support the death penalty? And what we get is psychological reasons more than any other. The biblical eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth kind of closure that you see with victims' families a lot.
The numbers change when you divide Americans into demographic groups. Michael Dimmock is the associate director at the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.
Probably the biggest factor is race. African Americans are much more uncertain about the death penalty. There's much more opposition in the African American community. There's also a bit more opposition among Hispanics.
Men tend to favor the death penalty more than women, though the number is above 50% for both groups. And Dimmock says younger people are less supportive of the death penalty than older people.
And as a younger generation becomes a larger portion of the population, that can have a small effect on overall attitudes. We've seen this on other views like homosexuality, which has moved over time largely due to this kind of generational shift.
There's no good data showing whether the same age gap existed 30 years ago. There are also a few overarching trends in attitudes toward the death penalty. Gallup polling shows support hit a low point in the 60s and 70s. That was the only time a majority of Americans opposed the death penalty. In the 90s, support peaked around 80%, and it's been dropping since then, says ABC's Gary Langer.
I think if we looked at the crime rate and the murder rate, that might give us some reason why.
In fact, ABC's latest poll says the last 10 years have shown a strong correlation between dropping rates of violent crime and dropping support for the death penalty. So, Langer says, if death penalty opponents are looking for a strategy to win over public opinion, they might want to work on keeping the murder rate down. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.